好 ，old friend， welcome， welcome， yeah， 还有没有第一次在我们当中的？好，都是老朋友，大部分老朋友，我们也非常高兴这个老朋友回家，我们这是一个温暖的家，我们一起拍手，欢迎每一个人。好，让我们一起来攻读今天的经文，记载在雅各书三章第一节到十一节。
Okay, let's read our scripture today. It's in book of James, chapter 3, 1 through 11.
好，雅各书三章一到十一节。好，如果翻到你有自己的圣经，就攻读自己的圣经；如果没有的话，我们一起来攻读神的话。好，这时候我们因为今天的经文稍微长一点，我们就不站起来，但是我们心里还是恭敬的来攻读神的话。好，让我们一起用你所熟悉的语言 ，You can use the language of your choice。好，一起来，我的弟兄们，不要做多人师傅，因为晓得你要做更多的事情发达。原来我们在许多的事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，他能勒住自己的全身。我们若把瘸环放在马嘴里，叫他顺服，就能调动他的全身。看哪，船只虽然盛大，又被大风吹逼，我们只有小小的舵，就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点燃最大的树林，舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且从地狱里贴点。各类的走兽、飞禽、凶种、水族，本来都是可以制服，也已经被人制服了，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，害了满死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那为父为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照神神形象所造的人。颂赞和咒诅是从一个口出来的，我的弟兄们，这是不应该的。泉源一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？好，我们读到这里。你知不知道全世界最难的一个功课，最难学的一个功课是什么？
So do you know what's the most difficult thing to learn in this world?
我觉得是说话。
I think it's talk.
你觉得很奇怪。说话太容易了，从两岁就会了哈，很多人两岁就会说。
So you may be surprised saying talk is easy. Ever since I was two, I start talking.
然后从两岁到现在，想停都停不了。
And then till now, even I want to stop, I can't.
太简单了，是不是？但事实上，我们每一个人都会说话，但相信我们每一个人都曾经为自己说错话而懊悔不已，是不是
？So however, everybody can talk, but we all have regret of saying something wrong.
有没有从来不后悔自己所说的每一句话？
Is there anybody has never regretted what you have said?
没有，好像只有我举手。好，除非你是完全的神，人根本不可能完全没有说错话。
So unless you're a God, no one can talk without fault.
我们刚刚也读到这段圣经说，原来我们每一个人都在这个说话上都有过失。
So we learn from the scripture, we all stumble in our speech.
如果我们在我们所说的这个话语上没有过失，就能够做完全的人啊。
So we'll be perfect if we never say anything wrong.
而且能够勒住我们的全身啊。
And we can control our whole body.
但事实上，世界上没有这样的一个人。
But there's nobody like that.
可见说话要说得好是多么的不容易。
So we can see how difficult it is to have a proper speech.
因为一句话没有说好，轻则夫妻吵架，朋友翻脸；重则丢了工作，甚至赔上性命。
So, sometimes just one sentence came out wrong. Couples fight and friends apart.
所以说话甚至可以操纵一个人的生死，你信不信
？Sometimes, somebody's life can be depend on the word you say.
就这么一句话，你有种跳下去。你相信一位青年优秀的青年就陨落了。
So let's imagine if you challenge someone, I dare you to jump. Because of those words, a young life might be lost.
所以箴言十八章二十一节他讲说，生死在舌头的泉下。
So that's why the Bible says the tongue has a power of life and death.
在现代中文译本这个叫 Good News Version, Good Translation, Good News Translation， 他这样的翻译，他说你的话可以使你保命，也可以使你上升。
So in the Good News Translation said your life can save your life or make you lose your life。
所以我们知道话语其实是带着能力的。
So we know words are power。
举例来说，我举一个例来说哈，好，请大家注意哈，请起立，请起立，好，请坐下。
So pay attention, I say stand up and sit down。
我只讲简单的字，哎，怎么有一股动作就发生了
？So it's simple words, but everybody moved。
因为话语当中有力量的。
As word is power。
上帝在创造世界的时候，他是怎么创造的？是用他的话语。
So God speak everything into existence。
结果事就这样的成就了。
Then everything was made。
所以话语既然这样的重要，然后我们又常常说错话，那怎么办？干脆就当哑巴，不说话就没事了，是不是这样呢？
So I think a talk is so important and we say the wrong thing all the time. I think we're better not to say anything anymore.
不说话可能弟兄比较容易做到哈，但是
Might be easier between siblings.
变成夫妻冷战也不好啊。
Between couples it turned into cold war.
事实上我们知道除了哑巴，正常人是不可能不说话的。
So we know unless you are born mute, it's impossible for people not to talk.
因为这是一种神让我们能够与人沟通的责任。
Because it's the ability that God gave us to communicate with each other.
而且我们没有办法不说话，你可以试看看，假如你可以一个礼拜都不讲一句话，我下礼拜请你吃饭。
So it's impossible that not to talk. If you can withhold your words for a whole week, I'll treat you dinner.
好，有谁要挑战可以给我报名，好，试看看。因为人一生当中几乎离不开言语的。
So we cannot live without communication.
有人这样告诉我，他说根据专家研究，女人平均一天要讲10,000句话，那男人呢一天只说2,000句话。
So I was told that researchers found every woman will speak about 10,000 words.
我不同意，因为我觉得有些女人不止10,000句话。
I disagree. There are women more than 10,000.
我认识很多弟兄可能200句都没有。
And then some brothers less than 200.
我相信神创造我们有一个主要的目的，就是要让我们说话，而且是说一个正面积极造就人的好话。
So I think God gave us a mouth is for us to talk, to say good words, the positive.
而且让我们可以颂赞神，而且可以扶持人。
So the uplifting words not only to praise God but to benefit men.
但可惜的是，我们常常所听见的话呢，很多是负面消息的、批评、伤害的、怨恨、苦毒的、不真实、没有益处的。
But sadly, what we often heard is the negative criticism, complained, the untrue.
我不晓得你有没有听到一句话，我们常常说，这个人是刀子口。豆腐心，豆腐心。
So there's a saying we often use. We call it ourselves. We have a mouth like a knife, but the heart soft as tofu.
但是我认为这句话其实是为了掩护我们自己说话伤人所常用的借口。
But I think it's our excuse to cover the harmful words that we used to say.
这后果造成我们伤害最深，通常都是我们身边最亲近的人。
So the ones who are close to us are the ones we hurt the most.
为什么我们就不能够好好的控制我们的舌头，说出造就人的好话呢？为什么常常用这样的借口来
？So why can't we control our tongues and say the good words, the uplifting words?
我们用这样借口来弥补，其实都太晚了，不是吗
？So those are just excuses. Will not solve our problem.
呀，因此我鼓励我们今天一起来学习，就是今天我们讲要恢复我们说话的艺术。
So I encourage everybody to learn from today's service that we need to restore our arts of speech.
有三方面，
有三
跟大家一起来学习。第一，我们要恢复我们说话的一个适切的时机与合宜的用词。
The first one we need to restore the proper timing and words in speaking.
在箴言当中有很多对我们这说话的教导。
So there are a lot of teachings in the book of Proverbs on how to talk.
例如箴言我们一起来读好不好？预备，箴言10:19，预备，请。对，这是智慧。好，还有说一句话说的何以怎么样？好，我们看不同的翻译是怎么样写的。现在中文译本，好，一起来。放在英文里。法国有一位很知名的作家叫 雨果，他说，语言就是力量。
So we all know the famous writer, Victor Hugo.
那其中呢，这个力量就包括破坏的力量跟建设的力量。
And he said the word is power. Of course, the power include the power to destroy or the power to build up.
那重点就在于如何在掌握，我们能够掌握在不同时机场合的情况下，能够说出得体合适的言语。其实这是一种很高的智慧跟能力。
So how to speak at the right time and use the right words requires wisdom.
每一个人我们都需要保守我们的口舌，谨慎说话，因为言多什么？多言必败哈，祸从我们这些道理我们都懂。
So we need to hold our tongue. When words are many, it's hard to avoid mistakes.
因此我们要操练，要学习自己在适当的场合时机说当说的话，而不是啰嗦的话。
So that we need to practice to say the right words at the right time.
主导文其实只有53个字，但是却说出神的期待。
So the Lord's Prayer expressed God's expectation in only 53 words.
林肯总统在盖茨堡演说仅仅只有226个字，却名垂千史。
And the famous Gettysburg speech by President Abraham Lincoln only has 226 words.
有许多妻子以为话多了哈就可以引起丈夫更多的注意，却没想到天下丈夫最怕的就是唠叨的太太。
Some wives believe many words can attract husband's attention, but little they know that husband run from a nagging wife.
箴言21章第九节这样说，他说，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。那个，你会发觉弟兄读得特别大声。好，我们再下一个啊，来，来先，这次弟兄更大声了，姐妹好像比较少小声，好来再来，姐妹大声一点好不好？来，言语的有知识，性情。那我们再下一个事物，所以我们读那么多，我们说，哎呀，宁愿少说话，因为就避免说错话，是不是
？So after we're reading all this, we think, oh, let's speak less to avoid mistakes.
其实最好应该是不说话也不行，最好是在正确的时机说合宜的话。
But not to speak is also wrong. The important thing is to speak aptly.
所以传道书三章七节啊，这样说，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请，静默有。有一位记者在访问一位国学大师，问他夫妻相处之道，能够到老保持恩爱，避免吵架的秘诀是什么？
So during an interview of a professor, the reporter asked the secret of their successful marriage.
这位国学大师笑一笑，然后看着妻子一眼，然后说：“这太容易了，就是少说一句话。”
The professor looked at his wife and smiled and said, "It's easy, just to speak one sentence less."
我想这句话是相当有哲理的，就是少了那一句不当说的话，先忍下来，过了一阵子就好了。
I think his answer is quite philosophical. Hold the words you are not supposed to say, and after a while, it will pass.
但我觉得这个国学大师他是用一种比较消极的方式来处理。我认为还有一种比较积极的方式的处理，就是多说一句话。
But I think it's a little in a passive way to deal with it. But there is a more positive way.
可能就多了这一句话就差很多了，所有的问题都解决了。
So I think we should say one sentence more.
那多什么话呢？好，我们一起来读好不好？来，预备，请。对不起，好，再来一起来读这句话。来，我发现现在弟兄稍微少声一点哈。好，来，请你帮助。好，再大声一点哈。好，还像姐妹大声一点。就差这么一句话，其实很多时候在必要的时机就是差这么一句话。
So So sometimes at the important point, we just lack this sentence.
造成了你就痛苦一辈子。
So make you like being hurtful in the next.
特别是弟兄啊，这是我们要学习的。
Especially brothers, we need to learn them.
所以恢复说话的艺术不但是用在夫妻关系里面，其实在我们日常说与人的关系，其他人际关系也是如此的。
So proper speech is not only for couples, but also for dealing with other people.
在公司上班，我们与上司也好，同事也好，下属也好，这些的相处当中，经常会因为我们在不当的时机说不适宜的话，或者是对方说了不适当不适宜的话，而造成了许多的困扰，甚至付上这种惨痛的代价的经验，我相信我们都有。
So like dealing with your boss, your coworkers, and the people who work under your command, often we use the wrong words at the wrong time. It causes many troubles.
假如你是已经意识到你自己说话有欠缺，需要改进，哎，这个还算好的。
It's still good if you realize it and then try to change it.
就怕你是，或者是你遇到有人是说了不当的话，而且还理直气壮不肯认错，这就比较麻烦。
So it's hard to deal with those people. However, they know what they said was wrong, but they do not want to admit it.
当然，我们都比较容易看见或是听见别人的错，这就是为什么雅各书要我们要快快的听，慢慢的。为什么？因为人的嘴巴的速度总是快过耳朵。
So we're all quick in spotting others' mistakes. That's why the book of James told us to quick in listening and slow to speech, because our mouth is faster than our ears.
自己不容易意识到原来自己已经说了不适宜的话而伤到别人的，甚至可能还振振有词，认为自己说的话很有道理。
So it's hard to notice that our careless words hurt others.
其实我们看圣经当中记载，有一些与上帝越亲密的人，他们越会觉得自己说话有错。
So, as we reading the scriptures, we can see there are some people that more closer they're to God, the more they realize what they were speaking, saying is wrong.
例如，先知以赛亚在圣殿当中经历了神的显现，他便看见自己就这样说：“他说我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”
Like the prophet Isaiah, when he met God in his temple, and he said, I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips.
当约伯遭遇苦难的时候，来了三个朋友，还有一些年轻人以利户，经过几回合的在那辩论，终于上帝亲自替约伯伸冤。
So when Job was suffering, here come three friends and a young man. After many rounds of arguing, God showed up to support Job.
那我们过去以为说，哎，约伯根本没有错，他不需要认错的。
So in the past, we thought Job didn't do anything wrong.
但没想到约伯在经历上帝显现之后，他居然亲自他这样说，他懊悔自己所说的话。
But after Job met with God, he regret what he has said.
特别是括号那个地方，我们一起来读好不好？一杯。
Let's read together.
行，我从前风有烟，现在是我厌恶自己就或者我的言语啊，在尘土懊悔，这种懊悔。可见一个经历神的人是能先看见自己的问题，尤其是在语言方面的过错。
So we can see when we experience God.We can see our fault, especially in our speech.
所以这样的人才能够更经历真实话语的恢复，否则他的恢复只是表面的功夫，只会学讲一些客套的好话而已。
So those people can really experience the restoration of their art of speech. Otherwise, the change is only superficial.
那第二方面我们要恢复是我们说话的内容品质跟表达的智慧。
Second point, we need to restore better quality and wisdom in speaking.
那我们过去可能一直生活在一种以不真实或是以夸张说话的表达的这种环境当中。
So we often live in an environment which is usually we use the word overly exaggerated or untrue words.
而且我们也常常受这样的环境所影响，甚至以为习以为常。
And we are affected by it and then just think it's just normal.
我们也常常不觉得说撒个白谎有多么严重。
Sometimes we don't think lying is so serious.
明明肚子都 饿得要命，留下来吃饭啊，还可以说，我不用饿，我不饿，我吃饱了哈。
So sometimes even you're hungry when people ask you to stay for dinner, you say, no, I'm not hungry, I'm full.
我们是不是常常这样说
？So it happens.
对，所以你下次问我饿了吧，我就去你家，我说我肚子饿了，好，到你家吃饭了。好，这是我们说话夸张一点，我觉得没有什么大不了。
Sometimes we think a little over exaggeration is no big deal.
例如说，对不起，我迟到了，那整条路都塞车啊，整条路都塞车，动弹不得。
Sometimes they say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. The traffic is horrible. The whole road was blocked.
真的是如此吗？
Is that really so?
某某牧师上次讲到信息太棒了，每一个人都流眼泪，大作感动。
Sometimes they say, hey, so-and-so's preaching is so touching that everyone cried.
真的是每一个人吗？
That really everyone?
可能刚好有几个人过敏啊，眼泪。但是真的是每个人吗？
Is that really so?
但圣经教导我们的原则是我们说话怎么样？是就是，然后呢？不是就不是。
The Bible teaches let your yes be yes and no be no.
最后还有一个更严重的话是什么？免得。哇。这么严重、
Or you will be condemned.
然后呢又说我们下一读来
I tell you that man will be judgment for every careless word
哇这么严重 啊所以请注意不单是我们的行为啊，连我们的说话将来都要面对审判可见恢复说话正确实在的内容有多么重要
So we need to pay attention here not only our action but also our words will be judged in the future
所以我们要小心谨慎表达我们说话的内容及表达的方式。
And also, we need to pay attention to the contents of our speech.
以弗所书四章二十九节，我们一起来。
Read together.
一起一卷。所以，当我们要说话出去之前，我们先想一想，我们要所说的话是否能够造就人，是否能够让。对方得益处还是相反呢
So think first about what you're going to say. Does it build up, can benefit others or not?
如果不能够造就人，不能让对方得益处，我们就宁愿不说。
If it's not, you'd rather not to speak.
好，哥林西书三章十七节也说，好，我们一起来读。
Let's read Colossians.
做什么事？
You do,
或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
这句话的意思呢，要说话好，要奉主的名说，我要奉主的名，我要开始说话了，而不是这样子。那个奉主的名的意思就是按主心意的意思。
So here we say in God's name, which actually means according to God's will.
所以这句话意思也可以解释这样说，就当我们要做任何事或要说任何话的时候，要按着主的心意而说。
So that means when we do things or say words.It should according to God's will.
假设这是主耶稣在这个情境当中，他会这样说吗
？So to have a kind of a mindset, it's thinking, what would Jesus do?
主耶稣的心是何等的柔和谦卑，所以他说话一定是带着和气，而不是带着火气。
So Jesus is gentle and meek. His speech is kind, not harsh.
所以就如同保罗他所说的。他说我们说话要带着和气好像用盐调和就知道怎样回答个人
So as Paul said in Colossians Let your conversation be always full of grace Seasoned with salt So that you may know how to answer everyone
网络上在流传一个叫说话的艺术这是作者叫郑丹瑞
So there is a very popular article It's called Art of Speech
这很有趣的我们一起来读好不好如果你可以读的话
Let's read it together if you can see it
好呗来急事大事小事没把握的事没发生的事做不到的事伤害人的事不开心的事开心的事伤害人的事别人的事自己的事尊长的事是夫妻的事孩子们的事这很有趣的哈很有趣的好当然我们都知道这些道理听起来很容易可是做起来 就不容易了。
So we all know it's easy to say than done.
但我们也不要灰心，以为自己永远都没有办法做到。
But don't lose heart thinking that you can never achieve those.
其实并没有那样的糟糕。
So it's not that bad.
至少我们还有一个盼望，就是期待我们自己尽量能够说出一些有智慧、有知识的言语来造就人。
So we all hope to be able to say things that with wisdom and knowledge.
至少这是我们的目标，我们的方向。
At least it's our goal.
只是呢，有一句俗语最能够表达我们的无奈，那就是狗嘴什么。
But it's all our hope and our goal, but their sentence describes all. Ivory does not come off dog's mouth.
所以这是我们共同的无奈，因为我们要说出好的话语，乃是要我们里面先有好的内容。
That's because if you want to say good things, you want good things to come out, you must have good things inside of you.
而那些真正有智慧、有知识的言语内容，其实都是来自神的恩赐。
So think about this, speak with wisdom and knowledge comes from the grace of God.
我们来读一下哥林多前书十二章八节。
Let's read First Corinthians.
好，预备，请。好，因此我们可以凭信心来向神求。
So based on our faith, we could ask God for it.
雅各书一章五节，预备，来。
Read James.
切。
Gives generously. 所
以我们可以求主赐智慧，使我们可以恢复言语正面的力量与功能，去帮助人，而不是去伤害人。
So that we could ask God for wisdom to use the words to help people, not to hurt people.
能够去安慰人，而不是去羞辱人。
To comfort, not to shame.
去鼓励人，而不是去打击人。
To encourage, not to attack.
正如在以赛亚书五十章第四节所说的。
Just like Isaiah said.
让我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
Right. 所以求主帮助我们，因为神赐给我们这些智慧、知识的言语，是要让我们能够去用来扶持、造就、安慰、激励我们的弟兄姐妹。
So may God help us to restore our talking, because so that we can use the words to help people build up comfort and courage.
那最后我们要恢复的是我们说话的正确动机与良善的根源。
The third one is we need to restore the good motivation and foundation of our speaking.
一句话没有说好，造成误会、伤害啊，我想这些我们大家都有。
Because one sentence came out wrong, it can cause big damage. I believe everyone has done that.
我们只能说尽量小心的尽力去防备。
So all we can do is we're trying to prevent it from happening.
但有一个方法可以来帮助我们说出避免说出不当说的话。
But there is one way can help us prevent from saying the wrong word.
不是去学习说话的口才技巧。
It's not the skillful speech.
而也不是去说一些奉承的谄媚的话。
Not to say anything flattery.
而是要先对付我们里面的动机。
But to correct our attitude and motive first.
好，举例来说，卖衣服的销售员，他看见你来，不管你长得多胖，他都会夸赞你的身材，配合他所卖的衣服穿在你的身上有多么好看。
For example, if you go clothes shopping, no matter how heavy you are, the salesperson will for sure to tell you how good you look in it.
那你买了的衣服很开心，可是你穿着同样的一件衣服，你走到这个瘦身美容中心去。
So you're happy wearing the clothes you bought and go to the Weight Watchers Club.
那这些接待人出来，他会告诉你，他鼓励说，我鼓励你去掉你身上的赘肉，不然你穿什么再什么的最名贵的衣服都不好看的。
And then the people who work in there for sure are going to tell you to shed some of your weight. Otherwise, no matter what you wear, it won't look good.
奇怪了，你穿同样的衣服，怎么讲的话不一样呢？
So you wonder, I'm wearing the same clothes. Why I have different response?
因为这些人对你讲话的人，他们动机不同，背后的动机不同。
Because they have different motives.
同样的，你为了要讨好一个人，不管是巴结上司或是追求女友。这些人说话就会很客气，甚至花言巧语，是不是？
So sometimes if we talk to our boss, try to please our girlfriend, we talk more politely and even craftily.
有没有人是因为这个这样这个花言巧语，结果是被骗了，因为这样妻子？ 我太太一定第一个举手。那相反的，假如我们不喜欢一个人啊，把他当成是仇家、冤家或是仇人，我想我们说出的话会难免会带着一种敌意攻击，甚至恶言重伤。
So on the contrary, if we talk to our rivals, our words will be harsh, even poisonous.
可见我们说话的时候，里面那个动机啊，有多么重要。
So we can see how important the motive is.
啊，所以我们如果要恢复说话的艺术，其实我们要先去对付我们里面那个错误的动机。
So to restore the art of speech, first we have to deal with our wrong motive.
那你要怎么样去对付呢？
How to do that?
我觉得最好的方就先要去改变你里面的态度。
To change our perspective.
比如说，当你要开口准备要骂你的懒惰的老公，草还不去割，碗盘还不去洗啊，这个时候调整心态。你想到说，现在你正要去照顾一位日理万机的主人，让他多休息一下是应该的。
For example, before you blame your husband too lazy, don't mow the lawn, don't do the dishes, adjust your attitude first, thinking you are taking care of a busy master who has done a lot of things during the day, and he should receive his rest.
Okay, 又例如身为丈夫的，假如面对唠叨的太太啊，快受不了了，实在是忍无可忍，准备要以口还击的时候，这时候想到这一个人是出于最关心你的，出于爱心的叮咛。因为除了全世界除了他之外，还有谁愿意用这样的方式来关心你呢？
For another example, a husband, when you cannot tolerate your wife's nagging anymore and trying to fight back, think about it's because she cares about you. That why she reminds you over and over again. Other than her, who else in the world would care about you and talk all those things to you?
这个时候你会发现，他的叮咛却变成世界上最美丽的声音了。
In this way, all the nagging words turn into the beautiful music.
对于我们身边其他的人，其实也是如此。当我们可以将你最不喜欢的人想象成你最喜欢的，你就会开始去欣赏他们所做的一切，他们所说的一切。
So in the same way, it's dealing with others. You can turn the people that you don't like into the people you like the most, and so we can appreciate what they do.
我们如果常常这样操练的时候，我们就不会经常说出不适当的话，或者说出将来要后悔的话。
So if we practice how to change our attitude, we will avoid saying the wrong words.
圣经告诉我们说，从外面进去的东西，吃进去的东西无所谓。但是从里面出来的，就也就是说说出来的，就是不能够马虎的。
So the Bible told us, what come out of a man is what makes him unclean, for from within out of man's heart.
好，我们一起来读马可第七章二十到二十三节。
Let's read Book of Mark 7.
行。好，这说明一个光景，就是假设我们里面的根源没有真正处理干净，你所说出来的话就会将你里面的光景显露出来。
So it shows us if we have not dealt with what within, whatever comes out will show up what we have within.
所以你要先对付你里面的问题，检视你内心的动机，恢复你里面良善的根基，所以这样你才会说出合宜的话出来。
So that's why we should deal with the problems within, restore our kindness, and proper words will come out.
马太福音十二章三十五节这样说，我们一起来读。
So let's read Matthew.
Good. 在雅各书三章八到十一节这样说，预备，来。甜的跟苦的象征着 表示所抽出来不同两个极端的话语的内容。
So the fresh water and salt water represents the different words we speak.
我们若渴慕发出甜水出来，那在乎你里面的泉源，那个根源是什么？
So if you want fresh water flow out of you, it depends on the source.
所以你要将自己先分别出来，也就是说你要做一个决定。
So you have to separate yourself. You have to make a decision.
如果你要立志经常与神同在，也就是接上那个泉源的源头，这样你就会说出上帝要你说出的话，可以容神一人。
So if you stay close to God, connect with the source, and you're a source of your fountain, and say the words God directs you to say.
说话是如此重要，不是我们现代人才知道，其实早在古代的人都知道这样重要的道理。
So using words is very important. Not now we know, as people from a long time ago realized that.
旧约中大卫王他早就知道这个道理。
So in Old Testament, King David knows this.
我们想说，哇，身为一个伟大的君王，他一定很会公众人物嘛，他一定很会说话。但事实上并不是如此。
So we think, oh, King of Israel, he's probably good at speech, but it's not so.
他也常常经历到说话不恰当的烦恼。
He is often bothered by saying the wrong things.
因此他这样祷告说。
That's why he prayed.
他说怎么样？我们一起来读。立志。在新闻媒体，我们可以报道美国总统啊，川普经常说不当说的话。
Listen to the news media. Even the president often say the wrong thing.
啊，甚至还为自己不当说的话还在辩护。
Sometimes is have excuses for the
words not supposed to say. 越描越灰哈，越说越糟糕哈。那我们想说，连一个总统这样，更何况我们这些市井小民呢
？So I say, even president makes mistakes. We are only common citizen.
不过我们不能够让这个成为我们的借口。
But don't use this as excuse.
虽然你不是国家君王，你也可能不是教会的领袖或公众人物。
So, however, you're not a king or a leader of the church.
但是你知道吗？其实你的身份是作为基督徒，乃是基督使者，也就是基督在地上的代表。你是一个使者的身份，那样的重要。所以你说话呢，也要非常小心。
But do you know, as Christians, you are ambassador of Christ, and you are the representative of Jesus.
所以我们要学习大卫王的祈祷一样，让我们都有共同心愿，就是像大卫一样，立志叫我们口中没有过失。
So we need to learn from King David that to resolve that our mouth will not sin.
恢复说话的艺术是每一个人都需要操练的。
So we all need to learn how to restore the art of speech.
不可能你天生就会说话，说得很好，说得非常的，完全没有错误。
So it's impossible to say the right word at the right time ever since you were born.
我们每一天都要说话。
We talk every day.
而且你所说的话不单决定了你个人的品格与修养，甚至还能够决定了你一生的命运跟成败。
From your word, people can see your character, and also it can affect your life.
因此，我们都需要努力来改善我们说话的技巧。
So that's why we all need to improve the way we talk.
我们改善我们说话的艺术。
Improve the art of our speech.
尤其当我们被神呼召出来，来承担重要的使命任务，不要为自己找借口来推卸责任。
So especially when we're called by God, don't try to find excuses to get out of it.
今天我们在这里的每一位，你坐在这里，其实上帝都给我们一个计划，让我们可以来完成神托付我们的一个使命。
So everybody sitting here, God has plans for each individual one of us.
当年神呼召摩西出来承担一个重要的使命，但是摩西他推脱自己是什么？拙口笨舌的，以为这样就能逃避责任了。
When God called Moses, Moses' excuse is he was slow in speech.
但是我们看见后来摩西他得着恢复，他不再拙口笨舌，你看他说出的话句句得体，他口中的祷告字字精辟。
But we can see later Moses can, His speech was clear and his prayer was precise.
过去撒旦利用言语伤害的弱点来击垮摧毁我们，但是现在我们要以说话艺术恢复说话的艺术来抵挡保护教会。
So in the past, Satan used our weakness in speech to attack us. And today, we will restore our proper speech to protect our church.
我作为你们的牧师，经常必须要经常说话。 我相信有一定有很多地方说话不当，谢谢你们对我的包容。
So as pastor, I talked a lot. Many words might have come out the way they're not supposed to. Thank you for accepting me.
倘若在过去曾经无意中说话伤害到各位的，我在这里要请求各位在主里原谅我，接纳我。
If I had said something in the past that hurt someone, please forgive me in the Lord.
因为我也需要说话的这个恢复说话的艺术。
Because I also need to restore the art of speech.
倘若我们同工之间或是弟兄姐妹之间有说话彼此得罪的，我在这里也代表教会请求弟兄姐妹能够彼此饶恕，好吗？
And brothers and sisters, if you have said something harmful, please forgive each other.
让我们都一起愿意一起努力，彼此勉励，都来恢复说话的艺术。
So let us try to encourage each other to restore our art of speech.
不要因为我们过去曾经有说出不当的言语而伤害，感到挫败，反而要立志在未来以恢复说话的艺术来经历得胜。
So don't feel frustrated because the wrong words you have said in the past. Instead, to be determined to change the way you talk and win the battle.
保罗在鼓励提摩太，有一句话我觉得很受激励的。So
Paul encouraged Timothy.
我们一起来读这段经文好不好？预备，请。我小看你年轻，总要在言语。 一个年轻的提摩太可以成为一个榜样，第一个就是要在言语上的榜样。So
Timothy, even he was young, but he is a good example because he pay attention in his speech.
让我们也一起来超越，在言语上不但有进步，而且还可以成为榜样。这样，我相信我们便能够成为一个祝福别人的管道。So
let us improve ourselves in speech, become an example.
我们就能够满足神的心意，来荣神益人。
To become a blessing to others and please and glorify God and benefit men.
好不好？ 让这样的一个挑战成为我们未来共同的心愿，好不好？
Let's take up the challenge together.
好， 让我们一起起立，有这一首歌来回应。
That's all right.
让神来管理我们一生，我们的生命，我们的口舌，交托在神的手中。 我一生求主管理，愿献身。